From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not a no, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you want to get in, take some calls these first couple of segments. Jerome Solomon will join us at the bottom. And we still have lots of good stuff to get to today, including the San Diego Jacker. We will get to that, I promise. A couple things that I wanted to address real quickly. Somebody on the text line asked, how did you guys get set up with RJ Bell? Seems like a huge get. What's the story behind that? We kind of inherited RJ because he was coming on with Carl when we got the show. And that was before RJ really became huge. He was pretty big at the time, but not, you know, before he was doing a lot of ESPN national stuff. And we just hit it off, and we've gotten to be friends with RJ, and we hang out with him in Vegas, and we just all get along real well, and that's one of the reasons why he stayed with us. So, good dude. Knows his stuff, and he's fun to debate with. He will, he'll mix it up with you, too. And it's all, you know, he really looks at the numbers very closely and looks at the science of it. And it's always, I love having the guy on. And plus, there's times when we don't even talk gambling, and it's entertaining, but some people get mad at that because they want to hear RJ talk gambling. 713-780-3776. And then the same guy's texted me like 12 times. I'm well aware of the fact that if the Titans lose to the Jaguars and the Texans win Saturday night, they win the division. We mentioned that quite a bit with Quentin yesterday. I just realistically don't see that happening. Don't see the Jags winning. You never know with the coaching change.
It could happen. Yeah, and if the Jags somehow beat the Titans, you're right.
Then you treat that game Saturday night. You throw Lamar Miller out there and you beat him to death if you have to.
Yeah.
Because if you win it, you're going to be able to take the next week off.
Yeah.
So.
No, even then, even if, I mean, it's over.
Right. That's what I mean. You'll be able to, he can take the week off against the Titans if you win Saturday night and they lose.
But you could take both weeks off.
No, because you still have to beat the Bengals.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You have to beat the Bengals. You have to win one of those two games if the Titans lose. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's the only way the Texans can actually clinch is if the Titans lose to the Jaguars. I don't see that.
The Texans have to win at least one more game then.
Right. And it's not impossible that it could happen because the Titans also, if you want to talk about being in a position to have a little bit of a letdown when you're coming off Broncos at Chiefs, you're looking ahead to the Texans. This team is awful. They've changed coaches. Blake Bortles is a joke. I could see him going in there and saying, all right, let's just get out of here with a win and maybe have a couple things go the wrong way. I don't think that's going to happen. The way I could see it happen is I still don't trust that coaching staff. I trust the players more than I trust the coaching staff. Yeah. They put together a nice collection of talent there. But otherwise, man, I just don't see it happening. I think they're pretty well set, and then it's going to come down to the last week. Also, can I just a quick plug for Houston sports and stuff today? One of the questions I get the most, and I'm sure you get this a lot too.
How big is your?
Well, yeah, but that's
server.
I just tell them go find the sex tape, and you'll see it. I think I got that guy in San Diego beat, but no, I get a lot of how do I get into radio or TV or media? How do I get started?
I just tell everybody don't do it.
Yeah, well, I put together a little thing today just as part of the daily update. Just here's some things you need to do if you want to get started. So it's almost the same email that I probably sent out 10 times in the last month. So I just thought, you know what, maybe people will find that useful. All right, let's squeeze in some calls here. Daniel, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, the Texans and the Titans are playing for the division, which it looks like they are. What are the chances that you think they have a shot again in the Sunday night game? They usually pick a team that's fighting for the division for week 17. So I just want to think. I just want to know if you think they have a shot, or it may even be Green Bay and Detroit, which I assume they'd go with that one. But you think they'll do that game, Texans and Titans?
I think I still think Green Bay Detroit's more attractive.
That's a bigger draw,
and that's also going to be for the division. So, I would say it would be appealing, but if you have a sexier team, which Green Bay is, really Detroit's as sexy as the Texans or Titans are. I think you go that way.
Yeah.
Let's try Orlando. Orlando, you're on.
Hello.
Hey now.
Yes, sir. Hey guys, I had a question for y'all.
Okay.
All righty. Huge college football fan, and I just want to get y'all's comments and thoughts as far as these, maybe not necessarily just the running backs, but the college players that are skipping out in the bowl game or maybe the senior bowl game. But I'll just hang up. Keep up the work, guys. Bye.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. I'm fine with it, with what they're doing. I don't blame them at all. They've got careers to worry about now, and these bowl games don't matter. So I don't think it's a big deal.
No, and it's some of the outrage that's out there is just baffling to me, because the reality is, and as fans of the game, I'll watch college football bowl games because they're fun. Tonight's is going to be fun. There's going to be a lot of points scored, but they don't mean a damn thing. And they're good for the fans to get to go to a trip. They're good for the players to go and get gifts and whatever it is they do here with pig rodeos and things like that. And you get to go out of town and have a great time. Apparently, from what I understand, a bunch of the UH kids had a great time in Vegas. That's why they didn't play very well.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's what you're supposed to do. That's why, from a betting perspective, you got to watch out with some of these. But it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't count. It's not going to make any difference. And if you're a guy like Leonard Fournette or Christian McCaffrey, and I'm sorry, Myles Garrett, I know you're going to play, I think it's a bad idea, because that's a guy. Listen, I love the guy. I think he's great. And he's got a chance to be a top five pick. He's also been beat up all year. There's no reason for him to go into that game and do anything that's going to hurt his stock.
Yeah.
And get injured. There really isn't. And I know a lot of fans are like, oh, this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to represent your school. He's represented his school in the games that matter. This is the equivalent of a preseason NFL game. And there's really no reason for a guy to do that. And these people criticizing him, frankly, have never been good enough to be in that position. Talking to you, Kirk Herbstreit and Danny Cannell. All it takes is one devastating injury in a meaningless game to blow your draft status. And is it selfish? I don't think so at all. I think is it being self-aware and looking out for your own interests? Yeah, but I don't think it's selfish. They've already given a lot to these teams.
Yeah.
And how much did Leonard Fournette play this year anyway? How big of a difference is it going to make? So he says, how about letting redshirt freshmen play in bowl games? I actually saw that idea thrown out on Twitter. I like it.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Yeah. So. BCS Sam says, do they lose their scholarships when they quit the team? I don't know exactly. I don't think so. But
no.
Most of them aren't going to be going to school next semester anyway.
Yeah.
They're going to be going and getting ready for the draft. So, and we just had a text from Ty Cloud, who played at UUH, says, not selfish. Jalen Smith lost $21 million after insurance.
That's what I said.
And that's the thing we brought up yesterday. And he said, Jalen Smith came out and said, oh, he'd play again. I guarantee you he wouldn't. I guarantee you. If you told him you're going to blow out your knee and lose
it, it's going to cost you $21 million? Yeah. Yeah, he's not doing it.
No. 713-780-ESPN. Let's try Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. I really like the show. I just wanted to ask about the Texans. I'm pretty excited about Savage. And just one, now the Texans have a good quarterback, where you think the odds are they make it to the AFC title game this year, or maybe Super Bowl run?
I got to be honest with you. I feel like I'm going to bust your bubble a little bit here. I don't think Tom Savage is a pretty good quarterback. I think Tom Savage is just better than Brock Osweiler. And when you see them side by side, it's easy to think, oh, yeah. That's the answer. But the reality is Tom Savage is just he's a backup quarterback in the league. And it's like people last year when you had Brian Hoyer and you were clamoring for Ryan Mallett or vice versa, and then suddenly it looks like more of the same. It's because it is more of the same. And I wouldn't get your hopes up too much. They still have far and away a worse quarterback situation than any other team in the AFC playoff race. I don't think it affects their chances much at all for that. I think, does it give them a better chance of beating Tennessee? Yes. That's what matters. But does it give them a better chance to beat the Chiefs or the Ravens or the Steelers? I don't think so.
Well, I don't know because I don't know what he is. I know he looked a lot better than Brock Osweiler, but he hasn't been on the field enough for me to judge him. You know, maybe he can be an above-average quarterback, which is all you really need to be able to compete with those teams. I don't know. And if you're a fan, then that's the hope you cling on to. The reality is I see a guy who has not been able to stay healthy and, you know, has looked okay in preseason, which doesn't really mean anything. Looked pretty good last week, but again, it was against the Jaguars, a team that was more than willing to bend over and let them have their way with them in the second half.
Yeah.
And in comparison to Osweiler, yeah, he looked good. But as far as, you know, thinking that this is going to take them to another level, I have my doubts. But all he has to do is play better than Osweiler, and this team should be okay against Tennessee. And then, I always say, you get in the tournament, you take your chances. And maybe the guy freaks and plays the best football of his life for a couple games. And if that happens and your defense forces a bunch of turnovers, then yes, that could happen. But just from a percentage, I think it's a long shot.
Okay.
But long shots come through.
They come through occasionally.
And you know where you can bet on them? MyBookie.lv. And the good thing about MyBookie is if you put the action down, you don't have to wait weeks to collect your cash. That's the most frustrating thing in the world, and that's why thousands of online players have made the switch to MyBookie. It's an industry-leading website, real Vegas odds, incredible player props, live in-game action with odds updated in real time, and the most important thing, those fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. So you want to get down on that game tonight we were talking about? MyBookie is your place to do it. And also for my horse racing friends, they have full race book with track bets and track odds, which you don't get on every website. And they'll pay you if you hit those too, because that's where I've been cashing. And if you get involved now, if you're just thinking about, okay, you know what? I'm going to make the switch. They're going to match 50% of your initial deposit all the way up to $3,000. So you want to put $3,000 in there, you're going to get $1,500 in bonus. Want to put $100 in there, you'll get $50. Just use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. Open your account and start winning. Time to ditch your bookie. Got to check out mybookie.lv. Sign up today.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A32 says they really need Savage just to not turn the ball over. Well, they need more than that. They're going to need him to be able to move the team and keep the defense off the field and score some points. Which, once again, the red zone was a problem Sunday, even when he was in the game. Now, part of that was trying to throw fades on 4th and inches, but that handcuffs them so badly, some of the play calling. 21 says, just read the Citromello review on Houston Sports and stuff. What are the odds we see a lot more beer reviews? I am planning to do a bunch more. First of the year, I'm going to make some changes and have some new people involved doing the daily updates, which is going to free me up to do a lot more stuff. So I got some new sponsors. It's going to get bigger and better. I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. So I'll take my chances with the unknown that is Savage. He's playing for a second contract in the NFL. If he doesn't commit turnovers, we have a shot from Black Greg. That's what you're always going to take your chance with is on the unknown.
Of course. And I'm with you. I feel better about Savage than Osweiler, but to say that suddenly you've got a good quarterback, I think, is jumping the gun a little bit.
I think we need to see what happens here over the next couple
of weeks. If Tom Savage was good, we wouldn't. The Texans wouldn't have put this team in the situation they're in. Like he would have won the competition out of camp, or they would have never even signed Osweiler because he would have been good.
It was so hard to tell because he didn't play last year, and you can't put your future on a guy that can't get on the field and stay there. So you know, he may be good, but he hadn't shown it.
Yeah.
And that's it's great to take the unknown, but you also have to be realistic and keep in mind this was the Jaguars. And if you go back and watch that second half again.
And he didn't throw a touchdown.
Well, the whole thing was the Jaguars just basically doing what the Jaguars do. Little penalties here and there, little things that cause them to lose football games. And, yeah, Savage's numbers, if you look at them, decent. They were okay. They were better than they've been getting. Still not the kind of thing you look at and say, wow. Let's try Jeff. What's up, Jeff?
Hey guys, how are you?
Sportsy.
Awesome. Hey, I got a quick question. I listen to you guys every day. I've listened to you for a long time. But my question is about Osweiler giving – it sounds like you're totally giving up on him. And just hear me for a quick second. You know, in Denver, he sat behind Peyton Manning, obviously, watched a lot. He was in a system that was convenient and simplistic in some ways. That was Peyton-esque. So, sure, we saw a guy who was – as he got in and played those games, everybody was all hyped and excited for him, and they watched him in the system. So now he comes here to us. We have a new system. And I'm not a big fan of our offensive coordinator, I'm not going to lie. You know, the system that he has, I don't know. You know, I know we have the quarterback whisperer and all that crap, but I don't know about the offense of the coordinator very much. But are we really already throwing in the towel on this guy? I mean, do you really think he's already hit his ceiling, or are we just should we give him a little bit more time? And I'm not a Osweiler apologist, but my question is, are we already saying, hey, let's chunk the guy, let's find somebody else, or are we giving him enough benefit of the doubt yet?
I'm not going to say that they're going to throw him on the trash pile necessarily, but it's close.
But he's it's close. The thing is, he's had enough body of work in this offense. The guy's been healthy all year too, so he's been on the field all year, and he has regressed significantly throughout the season. And yeah, I think a lot of it is O'Brien and Gotze. I think they're terrible play callers, and they're not getting any better at it. But the guy has not been good, and you cannot have more interceptions and touchdowns. You can't be sitting on 16 interceptions through 13 games. That's just, it's unacceptable.
Unless you've got 35 touchdowns.
But even then, you're hurting your team.
Yeah.
With that many touchdowns, or with that many interceptions.
But if you've got 35 touchdowns, it covers things up.
Yeah, it makes it look sexier.
You can at least say, hey, I'm bringing something to the table.
But the reality is he's gotten worse. He's gotten less comfortable in the offense, and he was just a mistake waiting to happen. And yeah, I think at this point, you're going to have to pay him next year. He's going to have to be your backup quarterback, and I think he's going to see the field again sooner rather than later, but I expect no difference. I don't expect him to come out there and do anything when he gets back on the field, because he simply is not meshed with O'Brien, and obviously whatever it is they've been teaching him has just made him worse.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's hard to make a case for him being anything other than a complete bust. I mean, that's pretty much it. And I'm always for guys can get better. And if he has another full off season, maybe he picks things up better. And maybe when he comes back, if he gets in some games, he'll be okay. But I don't feel very good about it.
Yeah. I'm not. You know, I'm not going to say the guy will never be able to play again, but I don't see him getting good enough here that he's going to make up for this season.
Yeah,
for as bad as he's played, it could happen.
Well, and plus, we've talked about this all the time. It happens with coaches. It happens with quarterbacks, because those are the guys in the spotlight. When things start going really bad, it starts getting in your head, and you start waiting to make mistakes instead of making plays. And that's how he looked the other day. He just looked like a guy who knew he was going to screw up, which is why he wasn't surprised when he came off the field. And you get to that mindset, you're pretty much done in a place. Yeah. And that goes for coaches and quarterbacks. Well, it says bad quarterback play for over 3 years has warped our minds. We're right with O'Brien. We don't know good quarterbacking. I honestly think the guys that they've been trotting out there, I don't know where O'Brien got his reputation. I mean, they're not getting much out of this offense. And thank God for Romeo Crennel and that defense, because that's keeping the guy employed. Let's try Matt.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Thanks for the Tulsa advice. Won me a cool 500. But so I'm looking at this Memphis game, and I see that it jumped to 7. And I'm wondering, what are the odds that Memphis covers the 5.5? And then I'm wondering also if you guys have any other strong bets that for this bowl season. Thanks. I'll hang up.
We will, but we do them as we go for the most part. We're not going to – I don't really have anything that I'm looking at next week, for instance. But, yeah, we talked about it at the end of the 4 o'clock hour. I like Memphis, and I would point you to the podcast for the last segment there.
I'll give my the one I've got that I'm sort of looking forward to is the Navy game. Navy's 122 out of 128 against a pass. That's not Louisiana Tech's not the kind of team you want to play when that's your defense
and you're on a third string quarterback.
Yeah, and I also I think the over 67 in that game. I like that quite a bit too. So that's kind of the game that I've been looking forward to. I was going to like over 78.5 tonight, but it keeps going up. And yeah, up, and I'm just
it got over 80. I don't know what it's at right now. I haven't looked at it because I just wasn't that interested in it. But I got I did also take a smaller bet on Memphis at plus 280.
Okay,
so
that's a healthy number too.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like I'm on the wrong end of this because of the way the line has gone and the way that number's gone from a gambler standpoint, but there's just too many factors that I'm looking at and going, man, I got to play this game. And, you know, we'll see. I feel pretty good about it. 713 says, should we still give the Texans any sort of credit for at least trying on Osweiler? Well, we did yesterday. I mean, they had to make a gamble. They had to try. Good for them because they hadn't invested anything in the quarterback position. Just didn't work. And I don't mind. It's kind of like this bet tonight. I don't mind gambles that make sense that don't work. You basically you're doing your best guess, and they did their best guess, and it didn't work. So you just turn the page. So 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Let's squeeze in one more before we get Jerome Solomon to come in here. Josh, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing sports.
Hey, I want to know, what do you guys think about, they said a survivor identified Aaron Hernandez as the shooter. They're making this guy seem like he was murdering people Monday through Saturday and scoring touchdowns on Sunday. Just want to know what you guys think about it.
I feel like he had to practice at some point, but at this point, anytime I hear, Aaron Hernandez murdered somebody, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, I think what's come to light is that Aaron Hernandez was a thug. I mean, he's a gangster-ass dude doing gangster-ass stuff, and he did a lot of it and happened to be really good at football too. So, it doesn't shock me at all.
And there are people who just didn't want to believe he did it.
No.
But it's like we were talking off-air about this Mixon thing and how many people are defending him. Do you think there'd be a single person defending this guy if he weren't an athlete?
No.
Big Dog said, could Cornell be a candidate for an open head coaching job? No, he's too old. He's 69. He may retire. So, all right, quick break. We come back. Jerome Solomon will join us. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Behold the king. The king of kings. On your knees, dog.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz, and joining us, as he does every day, or every Tuesday at this time, our good buddy Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle multimedia superstar. You can follow him on Twitter, at Jerome Solomon. What's up, Jerome? How you doing, buddy?
Just lovely. How's it going, my man?
So how much money did you spend on those girls for Christmas?
Let's not even discuss it. And what was the line from Pretty Woman? An obscene amount.
It's just stupid. I'm a dumbass.
That's better than, I mean, you used to buy Christmas gifts for strippers, so it's better these girls than those girls.
I'm a connection problem. Sorry. I'm going in a tunnel.
This is a guy that, he told me before, this is a guy that never believed in Christmas shopping or Christmas giving Christmas gifts. So
no, I do not. Well, for kids, yes. Once you get to 18 or over, no, you buy your own stuff, you know. And if you're in college, I got you taken care of other ways. You're on the, you know, the Solomon Scholarship if you're related. But no, grown up, you buy your own stuff. You don't need nothing from me, do you?
Guess what, Jerome? I saw they finally took down all those letters, the Houston Chronicle letters on the building. You never talked to anyone.
And you couldn't get your age. I did make a call, and they're like, I don't know.
They pretend like they don't know you?
We don't own that building. We didn't own that building anymore. And the company that was taking it down, I knew the number, and I called them, and they were like, what? I said, that big H, what are you going to do with it? I got somebody that wants it. I don't know. And I was like, well, okay.
Great. Yeah. Now it's sitting in a landfill somewhere.
That's it. It's gone.
I bet you it's somewhere. You'd have to do your own search on that sucker.
I'm gonna go undercover. Go downtown there tonight. Mm-hmm. Maybe a bad idea.
Yeah, probably so.
Well, take Brock Osweiler with you. He ain't got nothing to do.
Yeah, that's true.
I was gonna say you got yourself a new quarterback.
No criminal wants a 6'8" wingman. That's like the worst thing you could do.
A 6'8" who's slow, methodical, and who will give like the happiest interview to the police when they're interrogating him. Oh yeah, it was a great night for us.
We didn't get away with the H, but I'll tell you what, we tried really hard. We're going to keep working hard to steal that thing.
Have you ever seen somebody so excited to get benched? I mean, trust me, I'm not one of those people that gets in the, you know, what people have to say about their play, and I want athletes to talk and not dodge us. But I never criticize a guy for not talking. If you don't want to talk, don't. So if he said, I refuse to talk, most media would have just ripped it. Oh, he doesn't want to stand up and take the heat. I wouldn't have said a word because I would understand. I was like, he clearly is not in the mood to talk. No, this joker just stood there smiling. Hey, I really want to be out there. Boy, what a good win for us. I'm so excited. It's not like y'all just won the Super Bowl. You beat Jacksonville, a team that's lost 9 games in a row at home, and you got benched in the second quarter. You have nothing to come close to being happy about. I mean, way down deep, you're glad you didn't. I don't even know if you're way down deep, you're glad you didn't lose. I think you kind of would like – you're glad y'all won, but you would have hoped the guy threw 3 interceptions and y'all still won, and then you get to start the next week. I can't figure him out. I really can't.
Jerome Solomon is our guest. So the Tom Savage era has begun. What are your thoughts on him?
I don't know. I mean, we don't know what he's made of. And last week we were talking. I told y'all I wouldn't be surprised they lost to Jacksonville, and they came darn close to doing that. But I also said there's no way that Savage is looking way better than Osweiler all the time, or he would be playing now. So Bill O'Brien is one of those don't ask me no question, I'll tell you no lies kind of coaches, obviously. But Savage looked a lot better than Osweiler. That doesn't mean he looks really good. You know what I mean? I mean – We got lulled to sleep watching Osweiler's slow, methodical, boring inability to complete a play, to stay in the pocket and make something happen, to check off from his first guy down, you know, and find the second or third option, as opposed to he would either go with the first option after staying there the whole time, or he'd just immediately dump off to whomever was the dump-off guy. And he'd skip all the middle steps. And it seemed like Savage didn't do that. He stood strong. He played a really solid football game. But then, you know, we're still talking about a guy who led one whole touchdown drive. It should have been 2, but the coaching didn't help him out either.
What the hell was that call?
They've done this several times this season. I mean, it's been I don't know if Bill O'Brien has just not been on his game because he knows his quarterback has been no good, but they haven't had a good
well-called offensive game the entire season. And we're 14 games in. Every team, the worst team in the league, the worst offense in the league, which is either the Rams or the Texans, but the worst offense has had a good game. They haven't had one good game. They had two drives at the start of the Titans game that has been the highlight of the offense for the entire season. Great play calling. Everything worked. They were smooth and crisp. That's amazing for a football team. I mean, it's been bad, and I can't explain it. I don't know why the coach doesn't know how to get the best out of his players. I have no idea. But I'm assuming you can be bad and still have a great game, right? You can be bad and still have, like, oh, they lit it up for 32 tonight, 35 points tonight. That was their one night. The Texans haven't had that yet all season. It's amazing.
Jerome Solomon, our guest. I think in the end that Brock Osweiler looks like the – basically, if Matt Leinart mated with Ryan Mallett, that would be their kid. Mr. Check Down, big, tall guy who checks down.
Big, tall, yeah, he's taller than Leinart. That pretty much wraps it up. But he's a high character guy. I guess Leinart was, relatively high character. But, I like him personally. But we haven't seen anything. From day one, we didn't see anything from him. And we've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and we just haven't seen it. I mean, and people keep, calling him a $72 million man. I mean, from the first time we saw him, we knew darn well he wasn't going to get $72 million of McNair's money. I mean, unless he showed up in a ski mask with a pistol or a safe cracker or something. He wasn't about to get that much. He's going to get that $37 million, though. It is going to be fascinating to see if they'll really be man enough or men enough across the board to decide there's no need to even bringing him back because he's not good enough. He's just not.
Hey, what's your take on these guys skipping the bowl games? There's been a lot of people ripping into them. I don't really have a problem with it. Kind of curious what your thought on it is.
I just don't. I mean, the bowl games are so meaningless now that it's really just this is not even a good debate. I mean, I see like Danny Cannell throwing out, oh well, what's going to stop a guy from Alabama, getting ready to play a championship, the playoffs, and he's already won a championship. Why would he play another? Well, let's wait until we get there. Let's wait until that guy does that. Let's wait until a Deshaun Watson says. Say if Clemson's playing Alabama in the playoffs and Deshaun Watson like, this is probably going to hurt my draft stock to go up against that defense and could hurt me physically on top of it. I'll pass. I would rip that guy because now your team is depending on you to win a championship. You're their most important player. You've been key to that. Then, yeah. But Sun Bowl or whatever these bowls are called.
Chicken bowls.
And guys who are hurt in these games – as close to meaningless as any game, and I'll give Ryan Clark some credit. He kind of brought it around into a good way of putting it, in that the colleges have it flipped in terms of how the year is played. The NFL plays the preseason before the season. Colleges play the preseason after the season. This is a preseason game. So you don't play Leonard Fournette in the preseason game. You don't play McCaffrey in a preseason game. So, no, they don't need to play in a stupid game. It's meaningless. Now, if Stanford and LSU were in the Final Four, those guys wouldn't be stepping out, and I'd be applauding. If they stepped out of a Final Four game, I'd go, dude, y'all are trying to win a championship. What's wrong with you? But please. I don't even think it's worth the discussion because I don't think it's going to start a huge trend. And the guys who do it, hey, it's your choice.
Well, even if go ahead.
The rumor is the secondary had a date night last night. You were out there with them, and you stuck KJ Dillon with the bill. What's going on with that?
That's kind of wrong. I'm hoping, and not hoping. I know these guys well enough. They're just messing with him. He's not first round draft pick long in the dollars, and you hit it with that kind of a bill.
they hit him with it, but they gonna take care of him because that would not be right.
Okay.
And those guys are better than that. Those guys, you know, Kareem Jackson and, you know, Jonathan Joseph and your boy Quint, he Dimps will be on here later, right? Will he be on with you guys?
No, he was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're better than that. If they don't, I'd be really disappointed in them because it's funny and people make I think you're supposed to do it to shock him and mess with him, and then you hook him up down the road, you know. Unless he's a $1 million baby, you know, $1 million isn't what he used to be, but you know what I mean.
Right.
He's that big time superstar first round draft pick who shows up at training camp the first day with the brand new Ferrari. You gonna hit him with it.
If he's Jadeveon Clowney, he's picking up the bill.
He got that covered. He's gonna be all right, you know. But KJ Dillon, no, you don't do that to that kind of kid.
Yeah, he only makes Solomon money, so I wouldn't stick you with that.
They make that Fowler money. I don't know about you know all that. That Fowler, that's a Fowler. You got your hands all over the place now. You know, I'm impressed.
Just building an empire, my man.
I remember a time, you know. I had to buy drinks for you.
I remember that time well, too. But
how many shots of Hennessy did Fred have?
I remember a time you just had a couch.
Oh, it was worse than that. There was a time where I just had a car.
Yeah.
That was it. So, it's but I plan on hanging on to this for a little bit longer. And plus, I'm older and smarter now. It's like I invest in everything. Yeah, I don't spend my money. I just invest in stuff. So
hey, before I let you guys go, real quick, have y'all I know you haven't noticed, but John McClain does his picks against the line. He's up over 60% this season.
Oh, wow.
That is impressive. Isn't
that's
it?
Very good.
Yes, that's awesome.
It's pretty doggone amazing. But yeah, he's up over 60. He's been rolling.
Is he actually playing those, or does he just pick every game against the spread?
He just has to make the picks.
Okay,
but he's picking every. He's picking actually, every game, and he's over 60%.
Every game, every week, all the games, and he's over 60%. Yeah,
that's pretty wild.
That's very good.
Yeah, that's pretty strong. I mean, obviously it's a lot easier to do when your money's not on the line, but that says a heck of a whole lot, you know. And usually he's around 50%, which is pretty solid.
Well, yeah for having to pick every game, you know, because
as opposed to just the ones you feel the strongest about, right?
All right, well, Jerome, have a great Christmas and spoil the hell out of those girls and enjoy your holidays. And we got to get together for a beer since I owe you a few now. So how's that?
No, dude, I'm messing with you about your one couch, but you know you're responsible for a whole lot of mine. You're like, you know, don't worry about it. And nothing has changed because you left, sadly. Thank goodness I got that hookup, if you know what I mean.
All right, man. Have a good one, bud. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, fellas. Take it easy.
All right. It's Jerome Solomon. What do we have here?
Pajamagram, Fred. That's right. I know you were saying, man, I would love something nice and warm to sleep in this holiday season. And, Fred, I've got the perfect thing for you. It's the Hoodie Footy. And it's not just for you. It's for anybody. Any lady in your life would love a Hoodie Footy. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. And that head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at pajamagram.com. And trust me, there's a ton of them, including this year's exclusive mink chocolate Hoodie Footy. Every Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood and a full zip front. And if you get the sweet and sexy gift set, which includes a Hoodie Footy and a sexy midnight fantasy, you'll save $60 when you buy them both together. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ Hoffman with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
ESPN 97.5.
Step back out of my way, head first into the maze. I won't be broken. Never stop or hesitate.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation, 1560, and Culture Map. Happening February 2nd, Thursday, February 2nd. Not Tuesday, February 2nd, Thursday, February 2nd, despite it saying Tuesday on here. At the Silver Street Studios, we'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all-you-can-eat and drink. That still sounds weird. It still sounds like all you can eat and drink of athletes and celebrities. That's, I guess that's
yes.
Up to you.
Yes.
Refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com for a limited time only. You can get $75 off, so get your tickets early. It makes a great gift. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. This is going to be awesome. Do not wait till the last minute because they are going to run out of tickets. Also tonight at 7, Hustle Town with Craig Shelton, Angela Lawford, and Jermaine Every. And let us do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I had a lot of really good potential gems today. And you know, maybe we'll do some of these other stories later in the show because it's a short week and we won't get to all of them. But then the San Diego Chargers guy appeared. And if you have not seen this video, you probably don't want to see it.
Yeah, you do.
It's kind of...
You'll love it.
It's disgusting, but it's also... basically, what happened was a security guard was standing about 10 feet away from the Chargers cheerleaders during the game and was caught on video self-pleasuring.
It's crazy. He's been fired.
He has been fired?
He's been fired. Unbelievable.
Do we have his name? Because I want to shame him.
I don't know. I don't think that we've gotten a name yet.
Well, I have to say, that's pretty freaking disgusting. Right there on the field, either you got the biggest balls in the world, or...
I just don't understand, like, what's the goal there? I mean...
We know what the goal is.
Yeah. I know what the goal of masturbating is, but what's the goal of doing it in that setting?
Get away with it, I guess.
I mean,
I don't ask me.
Where are you going to finish?
Well, maybe he was just trying to provide some of the players with stick 'em.
I wish I could. I wish I could say, well, maybe he was doing something else.
No, there's no way. When you look at the video, there's only one thing that guy could be doing.
Maybe he cut a hole in his pocket, then he had like a napkin or something in his pocket.
It's so vile.
Really? I mean, people do that, John?
I have no idea. I don't know why you would finish in your...
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's disgusting. You would have to sit around for the rest of the game like
that?
Yeah,
and then you'll have a nice little oyster in your pants.
Ugh.
That was a pretty short stroke he had, too.
Just
saying.
And I'm not here to judge that.
I am. If you're going to go public with it, or pubic, whichever, then I feel it's okay for me to judge you.
I also would have a hard time masturbating through my clothes.
Yeah,
that's very difficult. I mean, but I guess he's a young guy. He looks like he's probably in his 20s.
Yeah, it looks like those pants are pretty loose, too.
Yeah.
But
I just don't I don't see what the big payoff would be. I mean, if you do get the big payoff, you're a mess. Who wants to do that?
Unless he was wearing a... He could have been wearing a condom.
Who's walking around wearing a condom?
I've heard of people doing that, especially in strip bars.
Okay, but I mean, I can't imagine this guy knew when he started his shift that he was going to be, you know, doing it. And if you were, like, you can't put a condom on when you're soft.
Let's think about this a little bit. What if he's been doing this all the time? This is the first time he's been caught. What if he's planned this and he's like, oh, when Megan the cheerleader comes over here, I'm going to jump all over it.
Ugh. I feel so bad for that girl.
Yeah, well, I feel bad for the person recording it.
Not me. They wanted to do that. They liked that.
Well, I love how they do the video of him and then pan over to show the cheerleader to show how close she is and then pan back to him. Keith, what a jerk. Yeah.
Yeah.
KC, the ref threw a flag on the guy for holding. Yeah. Oh, boy. That is probably Gem of the Year so far.
That's pretty good.
It's up there. But that's your Zadeye Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadeye Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Ever since I saw the story, that damn Billy Squire song has been going through my head. The stroke.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just... yeah. Man, there are some messed up people in this world, I have to say.
People are horny. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, but... Hey, it happens to everybody, but in front of all those people... Rusty Russell wants to know, shouldn't he be brought up on charges and listed as a sex offender? My cousin got caught peeing in public, and he's listed. Well, now, I don't know.
He didn't expose himself.
I don't know the law on that.
He could say he had a really terrible itch.
Yeah, yeah. And he was just itching really fast.
Yeah.
And, yeah, okay.
He's like Pee-wee Herman without the movie.
Exactly, exactly. Although Pee-wee's out. Pee-wee was out, though, in public.
Yeah, he had it all the way out.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Okay, let's also make in public, like, a porno theater is not...
Yeah, don't you kind of expect people to do that?
Like, that's a BS sting. Pee-wee was...
He had to be framed.
He was set up. Like, that's junk.
Because I don't know anyone who would go into a porno theater and not do that.
Yeah, that's what porno theaters are for.
Then again, isn't that why you wear the jacket?
I guess so, like the creepy jacket.
Yeah.
I don't know. But if you can't masturbate in a porno theater, where can you masturbate? I guess the privacy of your own home,
what's wrong with that? If he really was lusting after this one particular cheerleader, all he had to do was stick his phone up there, catch a picture, and then when he got home, boom, no problems.
You know, a picture never works as well as a video or the real thing.
Okay, so take a video. Video of her dancing. Yeah. You can do that. You're 5 feet away.
That's true. Or maybe he should just try to get that number.
Do you see that guy's face? He ain't getting that chick's number. That's a Chargers cheerleader.
That's true.
Yeah, you're not getting one of those. You get that big money for that. All right, guys. Gotta tell you, you know what I bought myself for my birthday? It was a bottle of Whitmire Single Barrel, and it's the best present I've ever gotten myself. And, guys, if you haven't checked them out yet, they've got the newly remodeled Craft Cocktail Bar and Lounge. They're open Thursdays and Fridays from 3 until 9. They've got all the sports on there. Saturdays are open from noon to 6, and you can go tour Whitmire's and see firsthand how they make everything. And if you do the tour, you get to try everything, try all their great products. And the other cool thing is, if you go to the cocktail bar, you can sit there and drink. And if you want to buy a bottle and take it home with you, you can do that. That's pretty awesome. And you can get all their products there, which you can't get at a lot of the Specs and a lot of the liquor stores around town. And here's another cool thing that they do. Great accommodations for private events. Maybe you messed up on your holiday party this year and you did a lousy job and everybody was mad. Well, you can make up for it by doing something at Whitmire's. Let's say you're having a bachelor party. Let's say you're having a birthday party. There's not a better place for it. All you have to do is visit Whitmire's.com. You can get information on distillery tours as well as accommodations for the private events. And these are great guys that make a fantastic product. Blitzers Veterans, Houston's first distillery, is still Houston's best distillery. Visit them at 16711 Hollister. Go to Whitmire's.com. Make sure you tell them you're a Blitzer, man. They love the Blitzers out there. That's Whitmire's.com.
You got your number down. Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Ha 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 ha!